Okay. When you were small, maybe your parents tried to get you to behave by saying, well, if you don't straighten up, they're going to get you.
Boogers.
Yeah. Now, is that supposed to be the same as the devil?
Nah.
Okay. And
goblin.
These things that people might claim that they see around a cemetery, they're afraid of.
Ghost.
All right. And if they get in a house, they say the house is
haunted.
All right. What about this word? If somebody wants you to go somewhere, but you're not too crazy about the idea, you might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd...
Don't rather not.
Mm-hmm. All right. In this situation, if somebody's telling you to put on a sweater because of the weather outside, you might say, well, you better put a sweater on. It's getting...
Chilly.
All right.
Or, cold.
All right. Fill in the blank. It's getting chilly.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word rather in that situation?
Yes, rather.
How?
It's getting rather chilly.
Okay. Let's say if you just happen to run across a friend you haven't seen in years, you might say, what? I sure am.
Glad to see you.
Yeah. Do you ever hear people around here use the word proud in that situation?
Yes, I'm proud to see you.
Proud to see you. Okay.
Proud to meet you.
What kind of person would you say would be most likely to use that?
Well, like if you hadn't ever met somebody before, you know, you heard a lot of them, I say, I'm proud to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Would you expect a young person to say that? Proud to see you? Or an older person?
Both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Talk about a man who owns, so let's say, 3,000 acres of land. Talking about the quantity there, you'd say, boy, he sure owns a
lot.
All right. Do you ever hear people around here use the phrase right smart? Boy, that's a right smart land he owns.
Yes, right smart, large.
Again, would a particular kind of person be more likely to say that?
No.
Anybody might. Okay. Talk about this situation. If somebody has heard that you can do something, he might ask you, can you really do that? And you might say, I
can. Sure can.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if you wanted to be polite to an older man, instead of just saying yes, you would say.
Maybe.
Well, you know.
Sure.
You're going to say yes, but you won't just say yes and leave it at that. You'll say what? To an older man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and to a woman.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And this situation, if somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he hated the place.
Really dreaded?
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're talking about the weather, you might say it's not just a little cold outside, it is.
Really cold.
All right. What might you say in a situation if you really got mad at somebody? Say, for example, they were... I don't know, some drunk plowed into your new car and just totaled it. What might you say if you got hot about it?
You asshole.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm looking for is, you know, kind of profanity or strong language that you would use in a situation like that. Anything else you might say just in a general way of cussing?
Bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbass.
Mm-hmm.